Good morning, church.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, Lord. So whenever I open Google on my phone, I'm presented with a variety of news items. Some of them are interesting, some of them are ridiculous, and some of them are just rooted in somebody's imagination. They're all filled with advertisements that make it seem like the solution to everything is at your fingertips. All you have to do is click here. I have to admit that I get drawn to some of the articles. So this week, there was an article about octopus farming. Apparently, this is a new endeavor. At the top of this article, there's a picture. The octopus seemed to be just sort of sitting there in these tanks, back to back, in a long line. They have nothing to look at except what is right in front of them, and perhaps right beside them. I'm not sure how much octopi can turn their heads. But in this picture, they just seem to be sitting there. And they're all lined up exactly in the same position, which leads me to think that that's the position they're put in and they can't move from that. There's nothing for them in the tank except themselves and perhaps the other octopus, right behind it. And the number that are in the tank are set back to front with very little space between them. The tank is constructed much like a fish tank, and the creatures can see out, and the farmer can see in. I wondered how the octopus felt staring at nothing but other octopus tanks. Why in the world are you talking about octopuses, you ask? I'm so glad you asked. I resonated with the fate of these intelligent creatures and was troubled, deeply troubled by the idea that we sometimes face isolation and we shut ourselves off into a kind of a tank where we can't see what's in front of us or what's behind us, depending on how we are standing. We face isolation sometimes, and when we do, our spiritual lives also are isolated. We become withdrawn and our spiritual life seems to be set aside. In our spiritual lives, sometimes we're confined to just what we can see. What we can see is only our own image. What we can see when we're confined is only our own image. We can't see anything else. Just like the octopuses can see nothing else. What we can do in those times when we feel distant from God and we can't see what it is that is on the road for us, we have to realize that we can't get out of whatever is confining us by ourselves. When this happens, we have to break the glass and spill out into the world to find freedom. What Jesus does in today's scripture is to bust the glass open and offer a new vision of what it means to be a disciple. He didn't just send out his 70 followers, his 12 followers, he sent out 70 to go ahead and spread the good news that Jesus is the Messiah. The Messiah has come. Don't take anything with you that limits what I am telling you to do. Jesus is busting out the glass, telling his followers that there is something besides our own image to help us navigate our way in the world. We have to bust out the glass to get out of the confines of our isolation, out of the confines of our distance from God. And when we do, that we find a different kind of freedom. And that's the kind of freedom that only comes by knowing Jesus. We're called and we're set out, sent out to proclaim the truth of real freedom. We need to bust out of the glass and hear Jesus tell us not to worry. Don't worry what you don't have, but focus on something besides your own image. When we go out as disciples and proclaim who Jesus is and what he did for us, we're offering people a new kind of freedom. Freedom from sin. Freedom from death. Freedom to choose things in our lives that glorify God rather than ourselves. I don't think it gets much better than that. This week we celebrated our country's freedom. I am thankful for all those that served as well as those that died to protect our country and to protect our freedom. Many people ask if our country is really a godly country. Many people ask if our country is really believing that in God we trust. It kind of depends on who you ask. This is part of what we're sent out to continue, is the battle against evil. And we are called to be God's disciples in the world wherever we may be, wherever we may be. We are called to tell all the world about the freedom that we have in Christ. When the disciples, not just the 12, remember, now he sent out 70. When the disciples returned from their mission, they were filled with joy and excited about how they were able to heal and cast out demons. No one brought home any souvenirs. No one sent any postcards. No one bought new shoes or whatever. What they did was to gain a deeper knowledge and love of Jesus. In loving Jesus, we gain a deeper knowledge of what it means to love Jesus. So I would love for the octopus somehow to bust out the glass. That'd be a great news item. So on another note, I want to share with you today the fact that Bishop Harris, who was with us last time, will return to us on September the 7th. Got it right. And there are a great deal of things that need to happen for that visit, and they've increased what they are. Some of them involve you all. So I want to give you a heads up. There's stuff for the Altar Guild. We can't use prayer. See, I know you're devastated. Let me see. So here's one. There are forms that we have to send, and attached to this form, there should be several photos of the church interior. Specifically, include a shot of the altar area, taken from far enough back to see the entire liturgical space. Include driving directions and parking directions. So it goes from one end to the other, logistics, and then, you know, liturgy. And I'm not telling you this because I want to make you nervous or I want to do anything except to say this visit is important to us. This bishop is the one that we had before, and she's seen us kind of as we were kind of coming out of the cocoon. And now I think that you can see our wings. Can see our wings, and they are beautiful. So I would like for her to come and be able to go back and report to Bishop Stevenson that we are indeed on the right tread, on the right path. I think we are. You think we are. But maybe she doesn't at this point. She is the bishop that's in charge of mission churches. So this is going to sound stupid, but I'm kind of a little afraid of her because I'm not sure where she stands. I've talked to people in the diocese who believe in us and who follow us, but I haven't talked to her about it. But I will have an opportunity because I have to meet with her 2 weeks before the visitation. The biggest thing that I want to tell you about is she wants the congregation to be prepared for her visit. She wants to spend time, 30 minutes or so, with us to reflect on what it is that we have here. What is the congregation and community known by in the outside world? What joys and challenges has the congregation community experienced in the past year? I'm going to put these in an email so that you can. I really want you to spend time with these questions, because Bishop Harris is a very intelligent, very insightful woman. And she will hear the depth of our commitment as she listens if we prepare for her visit in the deep way that I feel we need to do. We don't have any baptisms, so we will use the baptismal covenant. We don't have any confirmations. What we do have is an opportunity, if anybody would like to renew their baptismal vows and get a blessing from the bishop, you can do that. If you want to do that, you need to let me know today, because there's a preparation involved in that. So I need to talk to you about that. What is your intent for wanting to be have your vows renewed? So I know that's a lot of stuff, but like I say, it seems like it's far off, but it's not. It's what, 8 weeks from today? About? That's going to fly by. June, I don't know what happened to June and July. The point is that I want Bishop Harris to go back to the diocese and say, Bishop Stevens, holy cow, you should see those people. You should hear those people. They got it going on. That's what I hope. That's your job. You got to show her that y'all have it going on. There's an opportunity for other things for parishioners to do, and if you're interested in being involved in the process, just let me know. I'm turning a lot of this over to our senior warden, and so it will be done in good time. Are there any questions about the bishop's visit? I'm starting plenty early so you can think of them. And this is a time to. This is a spiritual visit. It's not a time to say to the bishop, well, I would really like to see the road to the church moved over here. She can't do anything about that. I would like to paint the ramp maybe red. No. It's a time to examine and share with her our spiritual commitment to St. Francis. Amen. Let us stand and assess.